A Jewish human rights organization says it has seen a rise in anti-Semitic vandalism coinciding with the federal election. B'nai B'rith Canada says the Beth Sholem Synagogue in Midtown Toronto was vandalized with a swastika symbol and other graffiti. In a similar incident earlier this week, the campaign signs of two Jewish MPs running for re-election in Montreal were defaced with swastikas. B'nai B'rith Canada says a sign drawing awareness to anti-Semitism in Toronto was also vandalized with anti-Semitic rhetoric Wednesday. And a school in a Jewish neighborhood in Thornhill, Ont, was hit with swastikas and other obscene graffiti on Monday. Police in Toronto, Montreal and York region say they are investigating the incidents. The continued use of the Nazi swastika in an attempt to intimidate Jewish communities is reprehensible and unacceptable, said Michael Mostyn, Chief Executive Officer of B'nai B'rith Canada, in a statement. We trust that our law enforcement partners will investigate these matters diligently and do everything possible to apprehend the perpetrators. B'nai B'rith also said that May had the highest number of anti-Semitic assaults since it began keeping track in 1983. More anti-Semitic assaults were reported to B'nai B'rith in May of 2021 than in all of 2020, 2019 and 2018 combined, the organization said. It also noted that incidents of anti-Semitism tend to increase during election campaigns in Canada, whether federal or provincial. The federal election is set for September 20. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 19, 2021. The Canadian Press.